Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, Bates, Bell, Berryhill, Bradford, Kinella, De Leon, Dodd, Fuller, Gaines, Galjani, Glazer, Hernandez, Hertzberg, Hill, Hueso, Jackson, Lada, Leyva, McGuire, Mendoza, Mitchell, Monning, Morlock, Morrell, Newman, Wynn, Nilsson, Pan, Portantino, Roth, Skinner, Stern, Stone, Vidak, Wyckowski, Wiener, Wilk.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. The Secretary notices an absence of a quorum. Colleagues, it is 9:13. We have 9 o'clock floor session scheduled. Would all senators please come to the Senate floor for Senate session, which will then be followed by a budget committee hearing? Would all members, all senators, please to the Senate floor for our 9 a.m. meeting? Session. The meeting's after the session. Please come to the floor. Colleagues, a quorum at 9:16 is present, so we are ready to begin. With the members and guests beyond the rail and in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by our beloved chaplain, Sister Michelle Gorman, after which please remain standing. We will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag by Senator Stone.
Let us remember again that we are always in God's presence. Today I'd like to tell you a little bit about Josephine Bakita. She is considered the patron saint of the anti-trafficking movement. Josephine was born in southern Sudan in 1869 to a loving and prosperous family. When she was 8 or 9, she was kidnapped, sold, and resold into slavery. She was treated so brutally by her captors that she could not remember her name. Bakita, which means fortunate one, was the name given to her by her slave traders. Eventually, she ended up in Italy, where she received her freedom. At about age 24, she entered the religious congregation of the Canossian Sisters, and for most of her life, her duties were cook, sacristan, and portress. It was in her role as portress that the local people began to notice her healing presence and calming demeanor, so that by the time she died at age 78, petitions for her canonization were already circulating. And in the year 2000, she was officially declared a saint by Pope John Paul II. And so she is recognized today by people of many faiths as the patron saint of the anti-trafficking movement. And so, God of mercy, may those deprived of freedom and dignity find consolation in the life of Josephine Bakita. Transform and heal the hearts of those who inflict pain and anguish on others. Give hope and resilience to all of us working to eradicate this crime of slavery around the world and in California. Amen.
Please join me. I pledge of allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sister. An inspiration to us all. We now return or head towards our daily file, starting with privileges of the floor. Senator Monning.
Thank you, Madam President. For purposes of introduction.
Without objection.
I'd like to introduce my cousin and his wife, Bob and Ronna Streeton, retired school teachers from Ventura County, devoted their lives to helping prepare our next generation. Please welcome Bob and Ronna to the Senate floor.
A warm welcome to Senator Monning's cousins and my constituents. Any other privileges of the floor? Seeing none. Messages from the governor will be deemed read. Messages from the Assembly will be deemed read. Reports of committee will be deemed read and amendments adopted under motions, resolutions, and notices. Without objection, the Senate journals for February 5th through February 8th, 2018 will be approved as corrected by the Minute Clerk. Any other motions, resolutions, and notices? We will go back to those. Under introduction and first reading of bills, bills are deemed read. Consideration of the daily file. Under consideration of the daily file, file item 31. No, all right, we will pass temporarily. We will now go to Senate third reading. Senate third reading, starting Senator Bradford with file item 38. Pass on file, file item 39. Senator De Leon, pass temporarily. File item 40, Senator Morrell. Pass on file. File item 41, Senator Canella, not at his desk. We will wait a moment until the stragglers get in. See if we can do some business here on the floor. Colleagues, we're going to go back to governor's appointments, starting at file item 31, Senator Cannella.
31. This is for Brian Duffy, Associate Director, Division of Adult Institutions, Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Mr. Duffy is responsible for the reception center's mission within CDCR. He's a former correctional officer and warden. He was approved by unanimous vote in the Rules Committee hearing on January 25th. I ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Is there any debate or discussion on this appointment? Any debate or discussion? Senator Nielsen.
Madam President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I would rise in support of Mr. Duffy's appointment. He's a longtime employee at CDCR, has risen through the ranks, and I've had occasion to work with him a reasonably amount of time, particularly related to the substance abuse treatment facility down in Stockton. He knows the system. He is a respected man within the institution, and for
colleagues,
me,
colleagues, excuse me, Senator. Colleagues, please give your attention to Senator Nielsen, and perhaps if we raise the level of the microphone a little bit, he'll be able to speak over the din.
And Warden Duffy's been very easy to work with. He understands CDCR. It is a very complicated organization. I believe he would do a good job, and I urge your support of his confirmation.
Thank you, Senator Nielsen. Any further debate or discussion on file item 31? Seeing and hearing none, Senator Cannella, would you like to close? Nope. Just asking for an aye vote. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen, Anderson, Atkins, aye. Bates, aye. Bell, aye. Berryhill, Bradford, aye. Cannella, aye. De Leon, Dodd, aye. Fuller, aye. Gaines, aye. Galgione, aye. Glazer, aye. Hernandez, aye. Hertzberg, aye. Hill, aye. Hueso, aye. Jackson, aye. Lada, aye. Leva, McGuire, aye. Mendoza, Mitchell, aye. Monning, aye. Morlock, aye. Morrell, aye. Newman, aye. Wynn, aye. Nilsson, aye. Pan, aye. Portantino, aye. Roth, aye. Skinner, aye. Stern, aye. Stone, aye. Vidak, aye. Wachowski, aye. Wiener, aye. Wilk, aye.
Please call the absent members.
Allen, aye. Anderson, Berryhill, De Leon. Where is he? De Leon, aye. Leva, Mendoza.
We're going to go through the vote one more time. Please call the absent members.
Anderson, Berryhill, Leva, Mendoza.
Senator Cannella moves a call. File item 33, Senator Cannella.
Thank you, Madam President. This is for Einar Nyborg, member pilot commissioners for the bays of San Francisco, San Pablo, and Suisun. Mr. Nyborg has been a pilot at the San Francisco Bar Pilot since 1995 and a professional mariner since 1988. He was approved by a unanimous 5-0 vote in the Senate Rules Committee hearing on January 25th. Ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, Senator Cannella. Any debate or discussion on file item 33? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, please call the roll.
Allen, aye. Anderson, aye. Atkins, aye. Bates, aye. Bell, Aye, Berryhill. Bradford. Aye, Kinella. Aye, De Leon. Aye, Dodd. Aye, Fuller. Aye, Gaines. Aye, Galgioni. Aye, Glazer. Aye, Hernandez. Aye, Hertzberg. Aye, Hill. Aye, Hueso. Aye, Jackson. Aye, Lada. Aye, Leyva. McGuire. Aye, Mendoza. Mitchell. Aye, Monning. Aye, Morlock. Aye, Morrell. Aye, Newman. Aye, Wynn. Aye, Nilsson. Aye, Pan. Aye, Pochettino. Aye, Roth. Aye, Skinner. Aye, Stern. Aye, Stone. Aye, Vidak. Aye, Wachowski. Aye, Wiener. Aye, Wilk. Aye.
All right. Ayes 37, noes 0. The appointment is confirmed. Mr. Secretary, please lift the call on file item 31 for the absent members. One time around.
Anderson. Aye. Berryhill. Leyva. Mendoza.
Ayes 37, noes 0. That appointment is confirmed. All right, colleagues, we're going to go back to Senate third reading to those items where the authors were not at their desks. We'll start with file item 39. Senator De Leon, do you wish to take up this item? Pass on file. File item 41, Senator Kinella. Pass on file. File item 42 under Senate third reading. Assembly third reading. Senator Stern, do you wish to take up file item 42? Mr. Secretary, please read.
Assembly Bill 1407 by Assemblymember McCarty, an act calling to voter registration.
Senator Stern.
Thank you, Madam President. Members, AB 1407 would take one step forward in a very long journey to waking up our young people and allowing them access to the ballot box. Right now, voting among 18 to 35-year-olds is anemic, statistically insignificant in many circles, and we need to change that at a younger age. Right now, we have an excellent new opportunity for 16 and 17-year-olds in the state of California that allows them to pre-register to vote upon receiving their driver's license at the DMV. AB 1407 marries the two issues of the new motor voter program and pre-registration of 16 and 17-year-olds by allowing those 16 and 17-year-olds to automatically pre-register when they get their driver's license, but it does allow an opt-out as well if they choose not to do so. I respectfully ask for an aye vote in the name of young people and a stronger civic engagement for the next generation.
Any debate or discussion on this item? Is there any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Allen. Aye. Anderson. No. Atkins. Aye. Bates. No. Bell. Aye. Berryhill. Bradford. Aye. Kinella. No. De Leon. Aye. Dodd. Aye. Fuller. No. Gaines. No. Galgioni. Aye. Glazer. Aye. Hernandez. Aye. Hertzberg. Aye. Hill. Aye. Hueso. Aye, Jackson. Aye, Lada. Aye, Leyva. McGuire. Aye, Mendoza. Mitchell. Aye, Monning. Morlock. Morrell. No. Newman. Aye, Wynn. No. Nilsson. No. Pan. Aye, Pochettino. Aye, Roth. Aye, Skinner. Aye, Stern. Aye, Stone. No. Vidak. No. Wachowski. Aye. Wiener. Aye. Wilk. No.
Please call the absent members.
Berryhill. Leyva. Mendoza. Monning. Aye. Morlock. No.
Ayes 25. Noes 12. The measure passes. Colleagues, we're going to return to motions and resolutions. This is the time to adjourn in memory. We do have a couple adjourn in memories. Senator Mitchell, before we do that. No, all right. We're going to adjourn in memory. We're going to start with Senator Stone, followed by Senator Anderson, and then Senator Gaines.
President, members, I stand respectfully here today to have the Senate adjourn in the memory of Marilyn Patricia St. Paul, a lifelong friend of my family who passed away at her Anaheim home just blocks away from where I grew up. Marilyn leaves behind her husband Robert, three sons, and three daughters. Marilyn was born in Woburn, Massachusetts on September 14, 1932, and graduated from St. Charles Catholic School in 1950. She also attended nursing school at Children's Hospital in Boston and graduated president of her class in 1953. Marilyn had also earned a bachelor's degree in nursing from California State Dominguez Hills in 1992, a school I had the privilege of teaching pharmacology to nursing students at. Marilyn worked as an obstetric RN from 1956 at UCLA to 1978 at Garden Park Hospital, and she was later filmed for a nursing training commercial, which went viral long before the internet was around, and her video ended up being used at her own school of training years later at Children's Hospital Nursing School in Boston. Marilyn continued her RN services as supervisor of nursing staff at Martin Luther Hospital and later worked as a nursing educator. Later, Marilyn's specialty was bereavement counseling for the community. After meeting her husband Bob in 1952 from a mutual friend of Marilyn's sister Lainey, the two married at St. Charles Catholic Church in Woburn on May 8, 1954. Marianne was their first daughter, was born in Woburn in February 5, 1955 at Choate Hospital. The little family drove across the country while Marilyn was pregnant with Nancy, one of my childhood friends who was actually in nursery school with me while Marilyn was pregnant, and went to Los Angeles where Bob was employed at Hughes Aircraft and Marilyn at UCLA in obstetrics. In 1956, Marilyn, Bob's current home in Anaheim, became the family's home to the present day. Robert Jr., Michael, Danny, and Katie were then added to the St. Paul family. Marilyn was nominated Catholic Woman of the Year in 2006, and she spent her vacations traveling across the country with her family, visiting exotic destinations with her husband, who I know is grieving greatly with her family today. Marilyn was a servant who always looked to help those in need, and her faith in God was an inspiration to her family and all those who had the opportunity to know her. I ask today that we ask all of us to adjourn in the memory of a loving wife, a devoted mother, and a dedicated giver of care to those in need. Marilyn Patricia St. Paul, may you rest in peace and know you left the world a better place and helped those who needed a kind soul to care and comfort them. And to her family, know that Marilyn made a difference. She was kind, she was loved, and she will forever be remembered by those who knew her and loved her. Thank you for allowing me to adjourn in her memory.
Thank you, Senator Stone, and please send our condolences to the entire family and make sure that we have the necessary information so we can properly memorialize her passing. With that, we will go to Senator Anderson.
Thank you, Madam President. Senators, I rise to honor the memory of a constituent and good friend from El Cajon, Chunk Hansen, whose unexpected passing on January 15th has left a large void in the hearts of many in San Diego's East County. Chuck was simply a hero in our community who was known for his warmth, sense of humor, and passion for seeing lives change through service. Chuck was born on December 30th, 1934 in Brooklyn, New York, to Charles and Alice Hansen. He enlisted in the Navy and worked as a lineman for the New York Telephone Company. In 1958, Chuck married the sweetheart of his life, Dorothy McNeese, and they had four wonderful children. An opportunity to serve as the vice president of marketing with Pacific Southwest Airline brought Chuck to San Diego, where he would make an indelible mark in our region. In addition to business ventures with Atlas Hotels and America's Cup, Chuck's community involvement included leadership and volunteer roles with Stoney's Kids Legacy, the San Diego Airport Authority, the Holiday Bowl, the USS Midway Museum, the East County Chamber of Commerce, the Olaf White Horse Museum, Home of Guiding Hands, St. Madeline's Sophie Center, the Randy Jones Foundation, the Salvation Army, and our treasured Mother Goose Parade. In 2003, he was appointed by the governor to the California State Travel and Tourism Commission, where he served until 2008. Chuck worked in the final years of his professional career as the Vice President of Community Relations for the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Indians, where he was a primary liaison between Viejas Enterprises and community groups. And he was responsible for a number of programs working with charitable organizations on behalf of Viejas. Though he was not known to seek attention or honor for himself, the San Diego region couldn't help but recognize him for his outstanding work and out of deep gratitude for his service. Chuck was the 2011 recipient of the San Diego Convention and Visitor Bureau's Presidential Award for his efforts to maintain San Diego's status as an exceptional travel destination for people all over the world. And in 2014, Chuck was recognized as El Cajon's Citizen of the Year for his volunteer in civic and community service. Dee Dean, a local publisher of the East County Herald and a dear friend of Chuck's, said, he was, quote, so much more than a friend, not just to me, but to countless others who saw him as a mentor and father figure as well. He gave me advice, he gave me strength, he made me laugh. Dee could not be more spot on with that comment, because that's exactly the way I felt about him as he mentored me early in my career, and actually to this day. I saw Chuck the Friday before the passing aboard the USS Midway, an organization that he had benefited greatly from his service, at an event celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He greeted me with the same huge smile and energy that everyone who knew him had come to expect when seeing him. This gets back to Dee Dean's statement. He greeted everybody, he lifted you. Just when you saw saw him and you looked him in the eye, he lifted your soul. He was that type of a person. He was known to be a devout husband and father, and he survived by his wife, Dottie, of 59 years, his sister, Mary Catherine Rose, his children, Deborah, Dawn, Jeffrey, and Craig, along with 8 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren, and 2 more great-grandchildren on the way. I respectfully ask that we adjourn in memory of Chuck Hansen, a man who I honor, who I'm honored to know, and whose friendship was a gift to all. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Anderson. Colleagues, if there's going to be discussion going on during the adjourn in memory, colleagues, please take it to the back of the hall. To the back of the hall, please. If there's going to be discussion during adjourn in memory, please take it to the back of the hall. Senator Morrill.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I rise today to adjourn in the memory of Mabel Bittinger. She was a dedicated resident of San Bernardino for 85 years. Born in Springfield, Missouri in 1918. In 1937, she married her love, Gene, and in 1946, they actually built their own home together with their hammers, their nails, and their wood in San Bernardino. It was there that they raised their children and served their community. Mabel was a member of the Lutheran Church of Our Savior in San Bernardino, as well as a head of the San Bernardino Area Chamber of Commerce, the Masonic Club, and the Women's Club of San Bernardino, as well as many other organizations which she gave her heart and her time and her money to. She passed away just last month at the age of 99 years old. Mabel is survived by her 2 children, Judy Penman, who is a friend of mine, and then her son, John Bittinger, and their spouses and family. She had 5 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren when she passed, and her biggest joy in life was serving others. So, members, thank you today for adjourning in the memory of Mabel Bittinger. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Morrill. Please bring her name forward so we can properly memorialize her passing. Also, are we under adjourn in memory? Well, Senator Bates, under adjourn in memory.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise to adjourn in the memory of Carlsbad resident Bill Clayton, a firefighting legend who passed away January 28th due to natural causes. He was one of the state's most decorated firefighters who saved countless lives and communities. He served in various capacities throughout his career, which included working for the United States Forest Service, Cal Fire, the Sequan Fire Department, and doing consulting work around the world. He was a multiple winner of the Medal of Honor, the highest award given to California's firefighters. He fought the 1970 Laguna Fire and the 2003 Cedar Fire, as well as thousands of others in between. One of Bill's proudest moments came in 1997 when he and others drove through a wall of 50-foot flames and saved a teenager, his mother, and grandfather just before the fire overtook their home. He won his first Medal of Valor for that rescue. He was a gentleman who exhibited the best qualities that anyone would want in a firefighter and in a citizen individual. I ask that we adjourn in Bill's Clayton's memory, as our state owes him a huge debt of gratitude for his lifetime of service. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Bates, and please extend the condolences of this House to the Clayton family. Are there any other adjourn in memory? Seeing none, Senator Mitchell under motions, resolutions. Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Madam President. I request unanimous consent to take up Senate Resolution 81 without reference to file.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, that will be the order. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Resolution 81 by Senator Mitchell, relative to Women and Girls in Science Day in California.
Senator Mitchell.
Thank you very much, Madam President. Members, I rise today on behalf of the Women's Caucus to present SR 81, Celebrating Women and Girls in Science Day, which happens this Saturday, February 11th. Hence why we're taking up without reference to file, and I thank my colleagues for affording me the opportunity to do so. Last year, I co-authored a bill that allowed LAUSD to establish a single gender school and instructional programs in accordance with Title IX of the U.S. Constitution and state law, allowing students at the Girls Academic Leadership Academy to complete their education uninterrupted. Again, a setting in which girls will have the focused attention they need to benefit from a science and math-focused education. Research shows that women and girls have the capacity but have not been afforded the opportunity to pursue STEM fields. By reinforcing the fact that women and girls can perform well in STEM fields, we can help to strengthen their confidence and performance in these science-related courses and fields. The United Nations recognizes February 11th as Women and Girls in Science Day, and the members of the Women's Caucus and I believe that we should too. Colleagues, I urge your support on not just this resolution, but on this cultural shift to acknowledge the strong potential for women and girls in STEM. We ask for your aye vote declaring Women and Girls in Science Day this weekend.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Any debate or discussion on this item? Any debate or discussion? Seeing and hearing none, is there any objection to substituting a unanimous roll call? Seeing and hearing none, ayes 37, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Thank you, Senator Mitchell, for bringing that forward. We are now at committee announcements. Are there any committee announcements? Senator Mitchell.
Thank you again, Madam President. Colleagues, at 10:15, the Budget and Fiscal Review Committee we'll begin today's hearing, which will be an overview of the governor's proposal to create an online community college. Just want to remind all of my colleagues, and particularly those who serve on the budget committee, that we are continuing our oversight, our overview hearings this month. Your offices should have received a notice from the committee secretary this past week about today's hearing. The next hearing will be Wednesday, February 14th. Pending rules approval, the subject of that overview hearing will be human services, the social safety net programs. Our final overview hearing will take place Thursday, March 1st, upon adjournment, and that topic is to be determined. Budget subcommittees will commence the hearing process in March. So again, colleagues, today's hearing, the overview of the online community college proposal included in the governor's January budget, We will commence in room 4203 at 10:15.
Thank you, Senator Mitchell. Senator Gaines, for what purpose, sir?
Yeah, under privileges of the floor.
Without objection.
Great, thank you. I just wanted to take this opportunity because today is the start of the Winter Olympics, and I want to rise to celebrate this wonderful event that brings together nations and athletes from around the world in the spirit of competition. This is a special event for me also because I'm a skier and because the Winter Olympics were held in my district in 1960 at Squaw Valley. I want to congratulate all of the 22 California Olympic athletes and offer special recognition to the competitors from my district. Kelly Clark, a multiple medal winner and snowboarder from Folsom. Bryce Bennett, an alpine skier from Tahoe City. Mark Engel, another alpine skier from Truckee. And Maddie Bowman and Jamie Anderson, a snowboarder and freestyle skier who were both medalists in the last Winter Games and whom I was proud to meet and present certificates after their tremendous success in the last Winter Games. One of the jokes was that the community of Myers had the most gold medalists, Olympic gold medalists of any community in the nation on a per capita basis. Myers is a very small community, but it's nestled right at Sierra Tahoe, the ski resort. So this is a pinnacle athletic event in the world, and it's becoming an Olympian. Becoming an Olympian is a monumental achievement. Again, congratulations to all the Olympians, and let the games begin. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Gaines. USA, USA. Senator De Leon, the desk is clear.
Madam President, thank you so very much. Colleagues, have a wonderful, productive weekend. We will reconvene on Monday at 2 o'clock, Monday at 2 p.m. With that, thank you very much, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Senator De Leon. The Senate will be in recess until 3:30 p.m., at which time the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene Monday at 2 p.m. Thank you.